AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
It's In This League.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Come again?
With Scott Bogman and Chris Welch.
Can't wait.
What does that do? Does that blow your mind?
That just happened.
What's up, friends? It is In This League right here on Sports Grid. It's ITL on Sports Grid, as a matter of fact. I am Chris Welch. That is Scott Bogman. We got 3 hours. We got a whole bunch for you. Spring training. We've got footy ball. There's a lot of footy ball going on. There's some news of things. Bogman's doing some podcasts. And of course, Bogman is going to be digging very deep with a hardcore breakdown of March Madness because he's very locked in. He knows all the stuff. He knows all the things. And he is going to give a great breakdown team by team of the brackets that are coming up
right
for March Madness. And the ACC tournament.
Mine starts right after you do yours. So as soon as you get yours out of the way, then I'll be coming in with my hard-hitting March Madness stuff that I know all about. But you obviously have to go first because we got you're the bigger expert than me. So we got to get your opinion first. So.
I'm always a gentleman, and I want you to be able to go first because I know I don't want to take your points, and that's always something we deal with. I have these really great points, and I don't want to take it away from you.
If we're fining people for saying certain words and things on this show, you calling yourself a gentleman should cost you $100. Should cost you $100.
So. Rude, sir. I had this revelation. You might be picking up the bit here.
Revelations, Welsh.
I had this revelation where, like,
3:11.
It was on Thursday. I'm watching, you know, everybody's like, I see basketball happening and people are starting to talk, and I go, oh my God, it's mid-March. Is the tournament still happening? Did they cancel it? I got to tell you, I have never been more disconnected with college basketball. I mean,
that's happening with a lot of people with a lot of sports right now. You know, after the weirdness of last year, people are kind of hitting reset.
Have you seen these memes where it's like, you know, there's one out there where it's like, you know, hey, you get $1 million per state you can guess on a map. How many would you do? Like, I'm not sure I would have put money down if someone was like, hey, did the entire college basketball season happen in is March Madness going to happen? I'd have been like, maybe. I've never been more disconnected. We got to go to break. When we come back, Bogman's going to give all his breakdown of March Madness because I don't know what I'm talking about. And
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
Got a whole bunch more spring training, some good articles to break down from the pros. It's ITL, Bogman Welsh, quick in. We'll be right back, though.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Chris Welch.
He said you were coming.
What else did he say?
He said you were the best in the parsec.
Scott Bogman.
Former Imperial sharpshooter.
That's not saying much.
I wasn't a stormtrooper, wise ass.
Please excuse his lack of decorum.
In This League.
This is the way.
touching things.
ITL on Patreon. Patreon.com/ITL Army. Oh, friendos, why don't you come and hang out with your boys? You can support us. If you are captain level, you could be hanging out while we're doing this show. You could be watching the video. But we have got ranks in preparation for all your fantasy baseball drafts that are coming up. We've got redraft. I've got prospects. We've got our tiered stuff, dynasties in there, all the unique sheets we've been doing. We've got tons more. You can get in the GroupMe rooms, talk with a whole bunch of like-minded people, whether you want to get in leagues, get trade strategy, direct access to us. And we've even got some nice little extras this month. We just dropped a secret show, and we've even got our Mystery Draft Theater 3000, which is a whole new bit we're going to be doing later in the month. So support your boys and get prepped for your fantasy baseball and whatever season. Football as well. Bogman's rocking that. Patreon.com/ITL Army. We would be very appreciative. So Bogman, he told me some great stuff of all the hardcore March Madness that he's going to be breaking down. He's got a bunch of information. He's got some players. He's got bracket analysis, early predictions. Bogman, what do you got for us for March Madness?
Yeah, so Gonzaga is ranked number one, and then Baylor's two, Illinois's three, Michigan's four. We don't watch college basketball. I'm sorry.
Name me one player on any of those teams.
I don't know a single player. I know it's not smart to, like, you know, brag about our ignorance here, but we do cover so much, and we get so much of, you know, how do you guys really cover three sports? I mean, we even got crap for that during the Baseball Pods tournament, was that we're not baseball specific, you know, on every In This League show. So, you know, sometimes our attention can be pulled to different things.
We like sports. That's the difference. Like, we don't just like a sport. We like sports. We just apparently we don't like college basketball.
We don't make time for it, really, is what it is. I mean,
we never have. But, like, yeah. I forgot. Like, my whole point of this was,
when Texas is good, I usually pay more attention. And they're pretty good this year. They're ranked 13. But outside of Andrew Jones, I don't know much about Texas basketball. The center fielder, not the player that had cancer before on Texas. So, and came back. He's rocking. He's leading the Longhorns in points per game. So,
but see, like, because there's a lot of, like, internet stuff, because Illinois was the most recent to open up for sports gambling. Sports gambling available in Illinois. That's a big deal. I don't know if people saw, for us, we're, you know, again, one of the things that people are picking on. They're like, oh, hey, Arizona, no gambling. Arizona has in legislate right now the potential to legalize sports gambling in AZ.
It's never going
to
go through, but it's exciting.
This is the most supported. This is a Ducey-backed bill at this point. So
I mean,
this,
I hope it works, but I don't expect it to. So,
well, you never expect it to, but it finally, the problem is the casinos out here kind of run business, but this will allow them to get cuts. They can do sports books in the casinos. It would also bring some of the online places, a potential FanDuel, but, Getting those open is just a big conversation. So again, Illinois opens up. That's a huge place for it to go. Places like Barstool, they're jumping out and they're talking. And I just see all this betting, and I'm like, what's everybody betting on right now? Spring training? And then it's, oh, no, there's basketball. And I'm like, oh, is it March Madness? No, it's the tournament. Oh, because I'll, like the rest of America, I'll be an expert on March Madness in about 10 days. In about 10 days, I'll start telling everybody everything they need to know. I don't know anything right now.
Well, I remember
what was happening.
The last time I like formally put together a bracket and everything, I remember you made one, I made one, your wife made one based on the team's colors, and her bracket went farther than ours. So that was kind of when I was like, yeah, you know what? I think I'm done with this. So that maybe was 5 or 6 years ago. It was a while ago. Yeah. Well, you told me about it, and you said, I made this one for my wife. She did it based on uniforms or mascots or logo or something. I don't know what it was. But it was some, you know, nonsense formula, and hers did better than both of ours. And I was actually I wasn't paying a lot of attention, but way more than I am now. So
I actually think doing a bracket this year will be more fun than ever, because there is no bias whatsoever. There is nothing in my brain that's going to hold me back. Oh, this player, you know, I'm going to, like, I don't even have a single player that I'm going to be like, oh, that guy. It just always takes me back. I know I've told this story multiple times before, but it always takes me back to when I don't remember the show.
I think I might remember the host.
I know what you're about to say. Yeah. Is when you were an invited guest, excuse me, on a radio show somewhere. I can't remember where it was.
I think it was serious. But I don't want to like out them. But it was, I had been on their show, I think, once before, and it was on Sirius XM. And
you were there to talk about minor leaguers, right?
Basketball. No, it was basketball. It was to talk about basketball.
Oh, okay.
Which is fine because, you know, this was like, you know, we were, you know, in the heart of all of our basketball stuff. Our basketball podcast is the first thing we did. And so people kind of think of us with it, but it was basketball. And I get on, I'm on hold. The guy's like, hey, blah, blah, blah. It's whatever from Sirius XM. You good to go? And I'm like, yep. He's like, we'll be on in about a minute. And he's like, you're good to go with college basketball, right? And I go, no, not really. I thought this was basketball. He's like, you'll be fine. And puts me on hold. And I mean, I embarrassed myself on there. All dude,
it would have been panic attack time.
All I could say for 13 minutes was Buddy Hield. That's all I said for 13 minutes. Every question, Buddy Hield. That's all I could do. It was all that was in my head. And that's what reminds me of this process. But, you know, some of us are kind of dejected a little bit, like gambling makes these things better. You know, being able to like my experience and my level of fun would be a whole nother ball game. If I was able to bet on these games, like
everybody knows, just throw $5 on a game and how much more intense and fun the game becomes. You know what I mean?
Like when brackets come out, I think we'll have the best time ever because it is like, I think you and I, I'm suggesting this right now. I think you and I should not do any research whatsoever. We should do like we would do to my wife and just, you know, be like, here, just fill it out with pretty colors and don't look, don't go on ESPN. Don't read the articles. Don't do anything, Boggs. I won't do this. I'll do the same thing. And we'll just, we'll just write it out and we'll see whose bracket goes further.
All right. I mean, the games will be happening this time next week. The tournament starts on the 18th. So.
That's what I'm saying. But like you and I, let's do this.
I'm just going to pick Texas to win. Everybody knows that.
That's fine. Let's fill one out like it's the minute it comes out. And then if you want to do research after, you can do another one. But I want the dummy bracket.
The dummy bracket. I mean, the worst part about this is, you do no research, that bracket's going farther than the one where you do start to break it down and look.
What I want to do. How many minutes of college basketball have you watched this year?
I've watched a couple Texas games, but not much. And they're all, you know,
you're in the hours.
I've watched whole games, but it's never been with sound on. Like it's always, I have whatever going, you know, NBA game going on my main screen. And then I have the little screen. And I have the Texas game up on there. Like, honestly, the second screen, when it's not two games going, like when it's not two NBA games or two baseball games or football games or whatever, that's my Longhorns TV, right? I have that because I have the Longhorn Network. So that's what it's on constantly. So,
I mean, I think this is the best idea. We should film ourselves doing the bracket too. We'll do like the dummy bracket. Then we'll do some research and we'll change it. And then we can come back and review. I mean, that'll be the best part. We can come back and because won't the first round be done by the time? Well, I guess when we record this show, it'll be like happening the day of.
Right. Yeah. We usually go on Thursday. So that's when the tourney starts. So, I mean, this year is going to be weird. Obviously, you know, Duke just got bounced out of the ACC tournament because they had COVID issues going on.
They're done. Like, one dude tested positive and they just said, "See ya," and they were gone.
Yeah. Well, it's because I don't think they have like, you know, they don't have like the trackers that they wear on their wrists and stuff like all the NBA players do and everything. So it's kind of, you don't know who's come into contact with who. And because it might not show up on tests for a couple days, you know, you have to kind of shut everything down. That's been the way I know in the beginning tournament, that's what happened with not ASU, but their opponents. Whoever they were supposed to play in the kickoff tournament, someone had COVID. So they had to wait for another opponent. And then that opponent had COVID. So they had to wait again for a third opponent.
It's going to be wild. We know nothing about it, but we'll talk about it like dummies would. When we come back, I want to talk about a little bit of baseball. We're going to turn it there, but I want to talk about something that's more internal baseball and an experience for all consumers. So don't go anywhere. It's more Bogman Welsh. We'll be right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, fellas, here's how it works. $15 for it.
In this league.
What's this?
In this league.
If you have to ask, big man, you can't afford it.
ITL on Sports Grid, we are back. Thank you guys for tuning in. It is Bogman and the Welsh. That is us. If you guys dig the show, you dig maybe some of the logo stuff we've got, you can check out our merch. Just type in Teespring ITL store and you'll find it on the Google machine. It's much easier than just doing the URL. You can pick up all the things. We're actually both wearing ITL shirts, but I don't think yours is available anymore. You're wearing the, is that the Fleek Awakens?
Yeah, that's our first shirt.
Yeah, that one not available anymore, I don't believe. But I'm wearing Prospects Assemble. We've got our brand new logo with the podcast like artwork. So it's just the sign or the actual baseball podcast. We got a whole bunch of other cool stuff. If you want to pick it up and roll around town with it, ITL style, Teespring, ITL store, just go check it out today. Boggs, I've seen a lot of complaining on the internet, and I know that's a shock.
No, not on the internet.
More than just the internet, I'm going to really shock you. I've seen complaining on Twitter.
What?
No. I know. Bear with me, everybody. This is a breaking news, shocking story. People complaining on Twitter. But for maybe one of the few justifiable reasons that you can actually find, you know, it's like a needle in a haystack. Like, oh, that does make sense to complain about. It has been the constant complaining of no video in spring training. Like,
actually, nothing. You know what? Okay.
No, like everyone's like, hey, Jacob DeGrom, he's pitching. He's going to rock it. And it's not on TV.
I thought you were going to talk about something that was eye rolling complaining. This is, were you watching my Twitter? I hate that stuff.
A lack of televised spring training games. This takes me back. This is a me story here, but for 2019 in the Arizona Fall League. And I was talking one of the guys that was there with them. And this was the first year that they decided they weren't going to televise the Fall Stars game, the skills competition, or the championship game. Every single year, always on MLB Network, they would always broadcast those things. And then 19 was the first year where they were streaming. It was streaming on a website. And I was told that there was maybe some money asked from MLB to this specific fall league, and they were looking for streaming providers. And I just had this like, what is baseball doing?
What are they doing?
These are the star. These are the guys that are going to make them billions of dollars that are playing here. Broadcast those guys on MLB Network instead of watching the 12th replay of The Natural that we don't need. We want to watch that stuff. They frankly should, during the Arizona Fall League, they should broadcast. They should have a game of the week on Friday.
They shouldn't even have a game of the week. They should all be broadcast. It's not hard.
It's really not hard.
What do you have to do? Hire one person to call the game and one person to film it.
Well, it's not difficult. What they did during the Fall League was they actually hired who is the former announcer that was with Mark Grace of the Diamondbacks? I always forget his name.
Sutton.
Sutton. Yeah. Darren Sutton. Darren Sutton has a production company. They hired him with his crew, cameras, three or four cameras around the stadium. It's not that much more difficult to make some of this work. Even if it was, this is your product. You should be broadcasting your product to everybody, especially in that instance. Now, let's take it another step up to spring training off of a pandemic, and you have and
everybody's clamoring, and you can't get 15,000 people in those stadiums anymore. You only get 2,200 or whatever it is for max capacity.
And coming off the negativity of the year before, everyone's like, oh, cancel this, cancel that. They're coming back. They're bringing fans in. The fans aren't actually there, by the way. They're taking a lot away. So you have spring training. You have hopefulness. You have the hope of everything. And then what do? They don't go out there. They don't go out and broadcast all these games. It is like pulling teeth to maybe get to see two spring training games. Fans don't get it. And this is on top of, I want to point this out, this is on top of them still charging an absolute arm and a leg for MLB.TV, their product, which they still black out games and
ridiculous
they
level too for some
auto
people.
Charging. I mean, I don't mean to keep going on with it, Boggs, but I'm baffled at baseball's decision to not push their game out more than they've ever done coming off of a pandemic. And all I see are people complaining, oh my God, this is going to be awesome. These guys are in the lineup today. Look at this lineup, but nobody can see it.
Yeah. It's just the way that they run things. I mean, and this is, you know, this was the big complaint from a lot of people starting on Twitter. Remember, just with the people making GIFs and MLB being so upset about it and shutting it down. And I know Baseball America lost a lot of traffic because they had videos of minor league games that they had up behind a paywall, and MLB got mad about that versus, you know, the NBA, which is really starting to, the NBA is taking over, especially the younger generation of fans. You know, baseball is going to be left in the dust if they don't do something about this pretty soon. And, you know, the blackouts have always been ridiculous. The cost is the cost, whatever. You know, I'm not going to, you know, go on a tangent about that. It's expensive. They all are. So, you know, the NBA package is too expensive. The NFL package, I almost have to take out a second job to pay for. It's
embarrassing how expensive they make it to enjoy the game. Like, I get the revenue stuff, but it's embarrassing.
Yeah, they're all too expensive. But the real ridiculousness is, like, you know, the NBA and the NFL, you get to watch those games. You know, you get to watch those preseason games. When you buy the NBA package, you get all the preseason games. You know, there were whatever two this year, so it didn't make a big difference, but there was nothing. I mean, the NBA will broadcast summer league games.
I know,
you know, so, which is exactly what spring training is, which is why we should be able to watch it on our TV. It should be part of the normal package.
But even better to that point is you get the future stars that get to come in, like where you just check out on a stupid, you know, summer league game where it's just a bunch of guys you don't know. That can happen in baseball, but also you can have Bobby Witt, who comes in the fifth inning, hits a 490-foot home run, and everyone's freaking out. I don't mean that to do this, and I know people think it's planned. It's not, but I just got to say, for perspective, Boggs, I got people excited about Fernando Tatis Jr. and the Padres on the one day we went to a game that they didn't televise. The biggest play of spring training, I mean, you can argue maybe there's a different one, but you tell me, the biggest single most exciting play of spring training was Fernando Tatis Jr. hitting that grand slam in that moment. Nobody was there to film it from MLB. I got it on film. I think there's like two other people.
They actually there was a camera there filming.
No, they had a camera like up in the well that they ended up getting a little bit later.
But it wasn't broadcast.
Yeah, that's right, my point. That. It wasn't broadcast live for people to experience. And also, you know, to the point, I'm out there having fun with it, you know, and do my stupid play call stuff. And that's all about the fun thing I'm going with. You know, ESPN didn't even bother to play the audio. I know I cussed it.
Well, of course.
It's just like, no, let's just have this. Bleacher Report runs it. The point is baseball still lacks the comprehension of fun, like you said. You said they're disconnected. We got a break here in a second. But they're disconnected from they're always like, oh, younger audience. We got to get into different sectors, this, that, and the other thing. Yet they take videos away from Baseball America. They stunt the growth for people online. They don't broadcast the games when people want to eat it and consume it. Fernando Tatis Jr., one of the most exciting guys to get people in. They don't even have live broadcast.
I think they backed off the GIFs, right? Didn't they do that a couple years ago?
They did back off the GIFs a little bit, but it's now working in conjunction.
Because I know.
We got to go break.
No, we don't. No, we don't. We have 2.5 more minutes. So,
I have it completely wrong. Sorry. Okay.
You do. So, I heard you like wrapping up your point, and I'm like, what are you doing?
I was thinking it was at the top of the hour here. No, you're right.
We're still good, but they backed off the GIFs a little bit because I know that's what our guys, you know, over at Pitchers List, they use a ton of GIFs and as they should.
Controversy was with Pitching Ninja because they like shut him down for all his stuff, and they had like almost like a cease and desist, and then they worked with him and they kind of got all that set, and that's absurd. The GIF stuff is kind of done, but they're still doing all the things. They're not broadcasting the games. They're not like the Tatis stuff just sticks out of my mind. Like, how do you not have
well, there's some awesome highlights. I mean, you know, they did broadcast a game on MLB Network last night. They had two. They had the Yankees and Pirates, I think it was, and then the The D-backs and Dodgers, and
they always have the feature games. But
no,
like,
no, they always have the. But what I'm saying is, like, there was a huge home run from Giancarlo Stanton. It was enormous, yeah, right? Yeah. It was
420 with 115 mile an hour exit velocity.
Yeah, and everyone, you know, you start to get your juices flowing. Like, ah, here we go. Here's Stanton again. Now that he's healthy, he's got that power back up. You know, you become a crazy fan of his. But like, if that game was at one instead of the night game last night, it would have been in a little highlight package on MLB Network, and it would have been over with, which is what a bunch of the homers have been done this year. And it's just, I just think it's so dumb to not broadcast all these games. It just can't cost that much.
It would be super awesome if all of the people that are on auto charge for their MLB package that are being blacked out of games still, which is archaic and dumb. It's the dumbest thing that sports
it's
still
ridiculous.
Does. Anybody does. And you, the amount you charge and the customers just auto charge through it, and you charge them through before the season even starts as well. How about give them the preseason games? How about let them get excited about spring training? Put it accessible on there. It only helps your product. The justification that it's like, well, we only have 2,000 fans and not 10, so we're losing some money. Well, this and that. Well, guess what? Sometimes when things go bad, you've got to double down. You know, when the pandemic hit, we didn't stop doing podcasts. We doubled down on it. So when things are rough and bad, you know what you should do? Extra marketing. Get involved in it. You know, now we actually are going to go to break. Our boy John brings up a really good question, and let's maybe answer it on the other side, because we've offhandedly speculated about it. But you want to talk about the lack of connection to any type of younger audience? Our boy John says, do you think MLB is going to do NFTs? That's something that basketball has done. And guess what? They're through the roof right now. It's a great question. Let's talk about that on the other side of this right here on In This League.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's In This League.
No one asked you anything ever, so whomever's name is
In This League.
Why don't you take a letter opener and stick it in your skull?
Hey, it is ITL on Sports Grid. It's Bogman. It's Welsh on Twitter. At is it the Welsh? At Bogman Sports. Thank you guys for tuning in. Last segment, we were talking about the ineptitude of baseball and their consideration for how they treat their fans and how fans to consume their product. If you missed any of that, I would remind you that you can subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss any of it. You get the control. Make sure you subscribe this to or to any of our podcasts. We had a great week of baseball. Got a great week coming up as well. We'll tell you about that a little bit later. But make sure you're subscribed if you're not listening or if you are listening on the radio and you want to catch any of it. But baseball has been disconnected, Bogman, because they are not broadcasting their spring training games. Fans are dying for it. Fans want it. They can't get it. It has literally been put in the hands of fans at stadiums to share stuff. They're still overcharging for MILB.TV. You would think this would be part of the product, as you had pointed out. All of the others, you can watch all of the, you know, the
like preseason, football,
preseason stuff. You get all of that stuff. Baseball, basketball.
Also, package. You know, and this is something, and I didn't mean to cut you off, but this is something that annoys me every single time is like when you see, you know, when you see a tweet, like when something huge happens in football, the play is up immediately. So you can see it on Twitter, like, holy crap, that was a huge play or whatever, you know, for football, for basketball, for baseball. When something happens like on the Diamondbacks Twitter, when David Peralta hits a home run, we don't get the replay. We get a tweet that says David Peralta just went deep and then a gif of him. You know, not the play that just happened. That's another annoying thing that I find.
Is.
Like, why can't the team's own social media people use their clips? That's stupid.
So you've got all of this that, you know, we can just gripe about. And It is truly like baseball wants to make it more difficult. They treat it like it's an elitist thing. Like, you know, you got to really, if you want to like baseball, you're going to have to work for it. And it's like, no, it's the last thing that you should do. You should make it so easily consumable. And with that, in that exact point, you need to do more of that, especially for a younger audience. There's still a bad perception that baseball carries around for a lot of people. So you should make it, you should actually make it more consumable than any other product. You should lower those prices. You should be broadcasting even more. I know Bogman hates Facebook games, but put more on Periscope, put more into it, do whatever you can.
Well, as long as they're also on regular TV, that's the thing that I don't like.
Blackout bull crap. That's they'll put it on Facebook and they'll be like, no, you can't have it on your package. No, that's not the point. Right. I mean, I guess it kind of is. They want to push people to the Facebook and they
get their whatever. But accessibility is the point. Accessibility is the point. Being able to watch it. I mean, a couple of years ago when Comcast bought the Dodgers broadcast rights and all that stuff, half the people in LA couldn't get Comcast. So they couldn't watch their own team. Even on the package, when you buy it, if you're local, those local games are going to be blacked out. It's ridiculous.
It is
so
crazy.
They need to figure this stuff out because they have fallen behind. They're not falling behind. They have fallen behind basketball. They just are.
And the point of the conversation outside of what we did in the last segment moves to what one of our listeners, John, who a Patreon perk is some people can hang out with us when we do the show. And he asked the question is, will MLB do NFTs? And it's a great point because NFTs are all the freaking rage. People should see the chat that's going on in the room. We're talking about all our guys are talking about Ethereum and BitConnect and all this stuff. They're going through the whole thing. And it's a great question because it's an opportunity. I mean, it's hilarious because if anything, baseball's specific moments might be worth more because they don't want to share them in a normal instance. So it truly is something that could be even more special. But NFTs have been all the rage, and basketball does some things wrong, like the All-Star Weekend and the dunk contest and stuff like that. But they do so much right in their acceptance. I think they have that deal with, I don't know if it's DraftKings or FanDuel. Like they've accepted gambling more than ever. And NBA Top Shot is something that it is one of the hottest conversation pieces that are bringing people into the sport that wouldn't normally be there. And that's an argument I've always made. Why I get annoyed when players are really dismissive, especially football players, are dismissive of fantasy because they don't have it. It's the same thing that happens with prospects, by the way, as I cover prospects. There's a lot of people that cover prospects that want to think it's this like really cool, special thing. And man, so many people are interested and they want to know development. No, they want to know about their fantasy leagues. It's the same thing with football. If you don't think fantasy doesn't run the game of conversation, you are mistaken. So you have an opportunity, basketball just did. They brought in this whole new audience of people that see investment, even if they're not interested. And guess what that does? It gets eyes on basketball. It gets people paying attention more, people talking about the sport. Baseball should do the same thing. But Bogman, I am not sold that they have the smarts to figure it out and actually do it.
Well, you know what's crazy is like you can't watch, you know, we have the MILB .tv package and all that stuff, but I don't even think, and I'm not sure, but Welsh, can you see every single can you see every single minor league game that's going on, or is it certain games, certain days? Like, how does that work?
So like, you mean with the minor league package?
Yeah, with the minor league package, right?
So the minor league package, it's all right. It's not every single game. They don't do like low A usually. It's like high A, double A, triple A. That's usually how it goes. And it's similar to college baseball, where sometimes you get in on a game and you're like, here we go. We got two or three different cameras. And then sometimes it's like doing a high school game where there's one camera up above the stadium that looks down and you can literally see nothing.
That's the only camera angle you get. Yeah.
That's the only one, never moves, anything like that. So the answer is no, you don't get every single game. And then sometimes
these guys develop for years in the minor leagues. A lot of them, you know, if you're really, really good, you make it up in a year or two. You know, the extremes, last only like a year in the minors and then come up to the majors. It's just usually the case is a guy is down there for 3 years, moving levels, but whatever. And you can't really see them until they get to the major league level because the minor league stuff is crazy. You know what's available on Twitter right now that happened today? Travis Etienne just ran a 4.440 at his pro day. And, you know, they're not having the combine and all that stuff this year. Of course, the combine is broadcast, but the minor league version of the NFL is college football, and you can watch every college football game. You know, you can watch any game you want. You can get tapes on FCS schools if you request them. There's always cameras everywhere, and there's just not in baseball. And I know there's a lot of levels to baseball and everything, but it just can't be that difficult.
It doesn't
and
cost
there's money. No way it hurts. There's no way it hurts. It has to help. Every single video of all of these players, they have to help. Being available, it's ridiculous,
and it truly can be created as like a minor league element to everything. It doesn't cost a lot, excuse me, to stream anymore. The equipment doesn't cost remotely close to what it needed to anymore. You can also, our guy Barwich in here had brought the idea that up and coming broadcasters, you can get broadcasters.
Yeah.
They've also created this new ability with COVID to be able to do broadcasting from remote sites. So. They'll scream money like they do everything else. Oh, we can't pay our minor leaguers, $100 more right. dollars. That'll take out. So they scream about that and they'll scream about money. But at the end of the day, it's the lack of innovation that baseball struggles with. So you come back to the point of what we're talking about here is you're talking about NFTs. You know, will there be an MLB Top Shot? I think the number one reason to think it's possible is because money. And they have to have some licensing agreement to do it. And they like to do some of that stuff. But will MLB be at the forefront to make sure it happens? I don't know. I don't know even the full scope of NBA Top Shot. But boy, basketball and the NBA have embraced it. The players have embraced it, which is so huge, by the way. It's one thing if NBA goes out and they say, okay, yeah, sure, you can license this. It's another thing to get the players excited. Players are excited. Players are buying up stuff. Players are doing live streams of it. They're talking about it. Everybody but LeBron knew what it was. It's a huge acceptance, and it's growing the sport from an age gap perspective and bringing in a new audience. If baseball gets involved, I just don't know that they can connect all those dots. Maybe it gets up. Maybe they give their license. But I don't know anything else.
I got to be honest. I'm a little ashamed of my initial reaction to these Tops moments and all that stuff that we had because, you know, I rolled and I was a complete old man about the Top Shots and all that stuff. Because I just don't get it. I don't really understand it. But I don't have to understand it to know that it helps basketball. You know what I mean? It helps promote the game. It helps move the game to, like you just said, a new audience, a different audience. And that is exactly what, you know, the fuddy-duddies did when fantasy baseball and fantasy football and all that stuff started. They didn't get it, so they ignored it and said everyone who's doing it is a weirdo nerd.
They're still doing it with analytics. To this day, still like analytics is the thing that hasn't completely broken apart. It's funny you're saying this too. We have a secret show. Our guy John is going back and listening, and he's like, "Boy, you guys did a show on what is Bitcoin, and that didn't age well because that was me telling you about Bitcoin, and you're like, what is this?" I am in agreement with you. I don't have a full mental capacity for NFTs, but I understand it from someone that collects memorabilia, that does stocks. Like I can wrap my head around some of it.
It's making people money and it's promoting the game. So can it be bad? There's no downside in that, right?
But that's my point with baseball is I don't know that they're going to be able to mirror all the stuff together.
I feel like baseball is going to find a way because just baseball finds a way to become elitist about these NFTs. Like, because that's what they do, you know, that's what they do. If you don't know every single minor leaguer, you know, the people that know minor leaguers and not you, which is why so many people love your show and what you do, you're not an ass about it. There are so many people that are. If you don't know all these minor leaguers, are you even paying attention? You know what I mean? That's kind of, you get the feel of that. And part of that is because you can't physically go watch them. You know, people like your stuff so much, the Welsh, and a lot of it is the stuff that you can't do now, unfortunately, because of COVID. But you go out and you watch these AFL games and you have the videos. If those videos were available for everyone, it would just be easier to consume, you know. So it's the same thing here is I think that baseball is going to find a way to make these elitist.
And the way that happens, I already know what you're talking about. I could see them being like, well, we don't want to give up our copyright. We're not going to let people own these moments. That's our copyright.
So they'll keep talking about how they're going to come out with NFTs. And instead of coming out at the right time, which is as soon as the season starts, which they should have a plan in place right now to start all this stuff.
I'm shocked. You're 100% right. There should be something. They should be out here talking about. Wait,
it should be being promoted right now.
Yeah, 100%.
It should be being promoted right now because it's worked so well in the NBA that it should be happening. They should have a team working on it 24/7 right now to get it by April 1st.
You don't think the NFL isn't going to have. I'll bet. I wouldn't be shocked.
I bet they're already set up.
I'll bet you
they're already set up.
Dude, I'll bet you they'll sell NFL draft NFTs. That's how.
Absolutely. Yeah. How about pro day moments? Travis Etienne runs a 4.440.
Trevor Lawrence's NFT going to go for? We'll find out in 2 months. Baseball might not even be up because they got to break that system. And it's so apparent by the stuff that we're seeing. We can't watch spring training games. You still have a really hard time sharing any of the product with any of it. You're paying through the roof. And by the way, when you play it, maybe you can get some of the games. It's hilarious. They sell a package, by the way, the your team package versus all teams, because it's not all teams.
Yeah, and you can only buy your team package if you live away from where your team plays, because otherwise it's on cable and they expect you to buy it. So yeah,
100%. All right, we got to go to break. When we come back, we will be talking maybe a little bit of spring training. We got some really good articles from the pros to talk about to get you guys prepped, some sleepers, some late round injury stashes, and a little bit of football. Don't go anywhere in this league. It's a moment. Be right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
In this league.
Oh, I remember.
In this league.
I remember that.
That's right. In this league, it is Scott Bogman on Twitter at Bogman Sports. I am the Welsh. Find me on Twitter at Is It The Welsh. A lot of good convo there. A lot of good stuff. The moment in baseball I want to buy for this spring would be Byron Buxton breaking his tooth, biting into.
Oh, my God. So I read that this morning. Like, he had a dental thing. He had a tooth crack. He had to go get a crown. Yeah.
By the way, this is your wheelhouse. Like, you're the expert.
This is my fear right here. I don't want any of this.
People should be calling you to be on their show about this.
Yeah. Because he broke it on a steak?
Every element of it. Broken tooth, the steak, it's perfect.
Okay, but I think, and someone mentioned this, I think maybe in one of our GroupMe rooms too, but I think this has to be the breaking point of me with Buxton. Like, I can take you getting hurt. I can take you, not getting stolen bases anymore and not living up to the, Harold Reynolds type of Mike Trout with more speed is what Byron Buxton was. But what I can't take and refuse to do and go down the rabbit hole of the Welsh is anyone who eats a steak well done. What are you thinking? Medium rare. That's
well done. Is that burnt?
That's pretty much burnt, dude. That's why he broke his tooth on a steak, is because it was so hard when he was biting into it, or he bit into a bone or something. It's one of two things. Either he doesn't know how to eat the steak, or it was way too burned, and that's the way he ordered it, and it broke his tooth. That's just ridiculous to me. So,
I mean, we've all had popcorn. Like, you had popcorn, and you're like, oh, like the tooth, like something happens. But
yeah,
I
get stuck in there. Yeah,
I can't. What a horrific, horrific sell that is for that steakhouse. That place.
Yeah.
Please don't tell us. Please don't say if it was. By the way, if he was at a steakhouse, he should be suspended because Jose Ramirez, the rumor on the street,
I heard Jose
Ramirez got suspended because he went out.
But he could have postmated it. You know what I mean?
It was that he was at a red. Oh, you're saying Buxton.
Yeah, Buxton. Buxton could have had it delivered to his room or whatever. And that's probably not. I can't imagine that that's against protocols, because they leave it at your door. That's a whole new thing. Like, with food delivery now is, you know, you don't even have to interact with the person. You obviously pay online and tip online.
And we, hey, we gotta go to break though. We'll be right back in this league. Hour two. Don't go anywhere. We'll talk more steaks.